30 20 5 4 3 2 1
Ignition sequence start.
This is just the beginning.
Are you ready?
Here comes the best part.
1 2 3
Go. Life Matters, a two-time winner of the best morning show in Wisconsin, hosted by Nancy Douglas and Tom Giovannone.
All of you get ready.
And now
Life Matters begins on Lake 96.1.
Oh, my word.
Yeah, huh?
Yes, we've had quite the week.
So
this,
oh, yeah.
This week's
week.
Program is dedicated to asking people to really think hard before you start spreading misinformation and freaking out over things that are, in fact, not happening.
Right. Quit overreacting.
Right.
To, like, you know, snowstorms and rumors.
Right.
And
well,
stuff.
Again, I would like to go on record as saying that it always snows in some way, shape, or form during March Madness, during the NCAA March Madness tournament, basketball tournament. It always does.
And this isn't our last one.
Always.
We
well,
got
you
more
said something earlier about it's supposed to flurry today.
Yeah, they're saying there's a chance of snow today, but I'm talking, you know,
you're not
down the road. We're not done with snow yet.
Listen,
to Wisconsin.
Listen,
it's gonna snow.
Don't put it out there. You get what you put out there.
Right now, there's a lot of people just nodding. Yeah, it's gonna snow.
Zen.
Again.
Okay, well, I don't want to talk about it.
You may not want to, but it's coming.
But I don't have to.
Ignore it all you
about
want.
It.
It's not gonna stop it.
I don't have to talk about it.
No, you don't.
Right before we went on the air, we got a call. I picked up the phone, got a call from a listener who was asking about a song that we played a couple days ago by, and it's a girl, and the and the word bulletproof is in it. And I
A lot of information to go on.
I'm like, I'm super sorry that I could not answer your question. That is a Mike Mason question. I'm really sorry, and this is why I don't pick up the phone on Sunday morning, is because I am likely not to be able to answer your question about that. So a couple things happened this week. First of all, our guest on the show today is Mayor Charlene Klein, the mayor of Lake Geneva. She's going to talk a little bit about her candidacy. We interviewed her opponent, Todd Krause, a few weeks ago. That interview is still on the website under the Life Matters page at lake961.com. So you can go back and listen to that one as well and compare, you know, compare their ideas or whatever. Of course, both of them are easily talked to. You have a week and a half, because it's the election is not this coming Tuesday, but the next Tuesday.
Right.
So you have a week and a half to gather your information and make your decision and you know, vote for the right person that fits your needs.
Right.
So we're going to talk to Charlene about that in just a few minutes. And one of the things we are going to talk about, we're going to start off with Hillmore. Quell some of these rumors.
Right.
Exactly what can we and can we not do with Hillmore? That's the first question I'm going to ask her. So stay tuned. That's coming up next. Welcome back to Life Matters. Charlene Klein joins us this morning. Charlene is the current mayor of Lake Geneva, also running for a re-election. The specific word you guys have used in your campaign is retain.
Yes.
Why is that?
Good morning. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning.
Well, it's actually, I used that in my last campaign as
well. Oh, really?
Well.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just didn't remember.
Yeah.
I didn't
either.
Yeah. Yeah. And it really worked well.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think really the message that it gets across is, you know, keep a good thing going.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So my first question is this question that people ask all the time. Everybody thinks that they know, and you're the one, you and the alderman are the ones that absolutely know.
Mm-hmm.
So what exactly can we do and not do with Hillmore per the deal that was made to purchase the land?
Okay, well, the purchase settled the lawsuit, number one, of $55 million, which we had a very good chance of losing that lawsuit. And I know my opponent said at one point that the insurance company would have paid whatever the settlement was, and that's not correct. They would not have. And then we probably would have lost our insurance.
Well, I was going to say, they would either pay it and then cancel, or not pay it.
Right.
Right.
But let's get back to the deed restrictions. So the deed restrictions say that the land has to be available for public use only.
Okay.
Okay. And that it has to be sold to, if it's sold, which, by the way, I never imagined that anybody would even fathom thinking about selling any of the property after we fought for so long to try to get it back to the city. But it can only be sold to a nonprofit entity.
Okay.
Now, just because a nonprofit entity has that status, it doesn't mean that it's not a business.
True.
So
right.
when the bonds were issued, we issued those bonds as non-taxable.
Okay.
Just for the reason that I said before, number one, you get a better interest rate.
Right.
And number two, we never imagined that anybody would even consider selling any of the property.
Right.
Because what happens is if you sell more than a certain percentage of the property, which is 5%, then those bonds convert to taxable bonds.
Okay.
So that would, I would think, make the investors extremely unhappy.
Sure. Right.
And the bond council would not look kindly upon us in the future because they would say, hey, you guys decided to change this midstream. Now we've got a bunch of angry investors, you know, who now have to pay tax on their investment.
So when you, just for clarification to people who don't know all of this language and how all of this works, when you say bonds, the city borrowed the money.
Exactly.
To buy Hillmore.
Exactly.
Okay. Okay. But they're paying a lower interest rate on the loan.
Well, because they were issued as non-taxable bonds.
Right. Than they would have before.
Right. So the investors on the other side that buy these bonds, or issue the bonds, I should say, you know, then they don't have to pay tax on that.
Okay.
Except for the on the gain.
Okay. So then let's talk.
But then there's a bunch of other caveats to this.
Okay, right. So that was my next question is okay, so right off the top, we know it has to be for public use, and if any part of it is sold, it not just has to be a nonprofit, but it literally has to be a nonprofit that, as you said, is not like operating as a business. Like, you got to be very careful. There's a very fine line between the two of those things. So what other restrictions or requirements are there?
In regard to the bonds?
To Hillmore, to the property itself, what the city can and cannot do.
Well, basically, I mean, there's a myriad of things.
Okay.
You know, we could just leave it alone and not do anything with it, or we could determine what some good uses for the land would be. And that's what the ad hoc committee is doing right now. They've been meeting every 2 weeks for the past year or so. And now they're kind of narrowing down some ideas. But I want to get back to the bonds just for a second.
Sure.
Because if we would decide to sell, then that sale and the entity that would want to buy it would have to pass what they call a business test, in quotes, with the bond council. And that's what would determine, are they a business or not?
Okay.
Because they cannot profit off of that sale. And then there's a whole bunch of other things, like if we decided to sell it, we would have to put the proceeds into an escrow account. We could not gain any more interest on it than what we paid for it.
Okay.
Or the interest rate that we got, I should say.
Okay.
And none of it could be actually paid off until 2030.
Okay. So no matter what, the loans exist for the city until 2030. Whether it was sold and the money's sitting in escrow to pay it off, You're making payments from now until 2030, even if the money's in escrow. So you take that money out, you make the payment. There's no early payoff on it.
There's no early payoff. Okay. And I may be actually confusing. It may be 2031. Now okay. I would have to look
at it. But it's a scheduled payment.
But it's a, yeah.
Right.
No more, no less.
With no option to pay it off by then.
Right. Well.
And the escrow account
would cost us hundreds of thousands of dollars if we decided to do this. Because there would be penalties.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Absolutely. In this case, there is a penalty for early payoff.
Yep.
Right. And then when you put it in escrow, so escrow accounts make interest. If you're paying, I'm just going to say five. If you're paying on the loans, 5% interest, the escrow account is only allowed to make 5%. So it has to offset. And that's it. Okay. So that loan, let's just say it's 2030, 2031. Okay. The city is obligated to make those payments until 2030. You have the opportunity 2030, 2031 to be finished and take that loan off of the books. Right. So, but I think that clears some stuff up.
Yeah.
There's a reason why the YMCA hasn't broken ground. There's a reason why, you know, like for instance, because everybody's saying, you know, oh, that would be great. Well, that probably would be great, but would they qualify through that bond council? Because that's a business.
You know, I'm like not maybe. The one that would You're make right. that determination. Right. That would be up to the bond council. And, you know, I will say this is it's pretty complicated. Mm-hmm. And it's not anything that I've dealt with in the past. So mm-hmm. I'm learning a lot about this myself.
Mm-hmm. People don't understand the parameters. I think what people are frustrated by, though, is the fact that I think that the key issue is that it had to be purchased to get out of a lawsuit. Especially since Lake Geneva has had that happen before.
Right.
Yes.
Right. And so history is not supposed to repeat itself. We're supposed to learn our lesson, but yet.
And that's exactly why the insurance company would not have paid.
Right. Right.
Any type of settlement on this.
Right. So, you know, in the long run, yes, we saved it. Let me rephrase. In the short run, yes, we saved Hillmore. But moving forward, what do we do in the city budget in order to do something with it? Is there room in the city budget? Because the city budget's increased quite a bit over the last 4 years.
So I can tell you why that is, mm-hmm. what the increases were due to. One was we did a wage study and found out that 74% of our personnel were underpaid according to the marketplace. The previous administrations had not kept up pace with that, other than the cost of living increases.
Okay.
So we had, like I said, 74% of our people were underpaid. So we had to step up to the plate and increase that.
We have people in City Hall, or supposedly we have people in City Hall that their salaries are higher than cities that are much bigger than ours for the same job.
That's not correct. And I will tell you that the average increase across the board was around 7-9%, which is not that significant. We had one person whose salary went up more than that, but that salary was way under the market for her for that position.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I mean, the fact is, we were going to lose some very good people. And in fact, the other reason that the budget was increased was a lot of people don't realize that we never, until last year, had any full-time firefighters.
Mm-hmm.
They were all paid on call. They mm-hmm. weren't volunteers. But now, because of increased calls, which have gone up substantially.
Mm-hmm.
Calls for service are like 1,000 and more now than a year ago.
Hmm.
Okay. So now we have full-time people mm-hmm. to address these issues because we have to do it. You know, we have a huge community out at Symphony Bay that has arrived. Many of them are senior citizens. We have a facility out there, you know, that cares for people long term, and mm-hmm. and we get a lot of calls from there, golden years,
mm-hmm.
and we have to address this. Plus, we provide services to Geneva Township and Lynn Township. So
do they pay in?
They do.
Right.
So,
but not to the level, not at, like that's not a break-even deal?
I'm not going to cite figures exactly, but they pay in. They pay into it.
Because, I mean, shouldn't they?
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
Get charged what? Right.
But like what I was going to say even, was we have to have the personnel to address these emergency calls. Because if you're on one side of the town having a heart attack and I'm on the other side of town having a heart attack, I don't want to have to wait for them to take care of you before they get to me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, that makes complete sense. And I have always said, and so has Tom, that fire and police, if they don't have absolutely everything they need, you don't have a town anyway because there's no safety there. And
it probably
so,
would be a good idea if you would have them on sometime and, you know, they can talk about
the fire and police.
Yeah.
We do.
We're growing. You add more people, you add more calls. That's just the way it is.
Yeah. Right. So people forget that we're a town of 8,400 people. We're a relatively small town, except for in the summertime when that number probably quadruples.
Mm-hmm. I know that one of the things that is extremely top of mind right now is the upcoming widening of Highway 50 through downtown.
Yeah.
Again, you have to have police and fire, but we also have to have small businesses in this country.
Yeah.
Period. The Targets and Home Depots and Walmarts do not, in fact, support, you know, that not where America makes its living.
And I just want to say, I've always been very supportive of our downtown businesses. I shop downtown. I've, you know, talked to people about, encouraged them to shop downtown. Even if they say, oh, everything down there is so expensive, I point out to them that we really have a wide variety of price points in our various stores, you know.
We absolutely do.
Yeah.
So if you're reelected, like what is the pre-planning that is going to go on here in order to make sure that, you know, here again, you know, we talked about before we came in here that the other day COVID was 4 years old, right? The shutdown of COVID was 4 years old. We couldn't believe how fast that 4 years went by. Well, these couple of years until that construction actually gets started is going to go by really very fast.
Yeah, and you know, there's going to have to be some utility work done prior to the actual road construction. So there's going to be an impact for quite a while. I recognize that. Everybody does. Just a couple nights ago, the Department of Transportation had a public information meeting up at City Hall. They did leave some of the maps and schematics that they brought with, so you can go and view those. And they answered a lot of people's questions about this. I heard somebody several weeks ago say, well, let's just tell them that we don't want them to do it. Well,
well, you don't really have a choice, right?
Well, I guess we do have that choice, but then guess what? We're going to have to pay for the whole thing.
Right.
Which is millions and millions of dollars.
What is like the city responsible for at this, going to be responsible for at this point?
Well, it's 25% of the design cost. I think it's going to end up being about $500,000.
That's it?
But I'm not totally sure about that because we're still in they're still in the preliminary stages, you know, so I kind of hesitate to throw out figures, you know, because you never know what's going to happen to, like, people talk about Paddock Lake when that section was being redone and they ran into some infrastructure problems there that made that project go on a lot longer. You know, we're an old town here. We don't have that many streets. And, you know, so it's going to be difficult to get around. I kind of compare it to hip surgery, you know, like, you know, it's going to be painful for a while, but when it's all done, it's going to be great and it's going to last a long time.
Is it going to eliminate parking on Main Street? I mean, there's nowhere to
go. It has to.
Yeah, well, at certain points, yes.
Right.
But the parking will go back just like it is now after it's completed.
In the design, when it's finished, we will still have the parking on main, like in front of Champs, in front of all of that stays. So how are they going to widen the road
through there?
No, no, no. Okay, it's too late.
All right, I'm confused.
It's
going to
be
then.
Just like it is now, when it's all done.
Okay,
except it'll be new.
So they're not going to widen it.
No,
they're tearing up the road and redoing it.
It's a well. It's from Forest Street to Kentucky Fried Chicken, Wells Street. Mm-hmm. That's a complete restructuring.
Okay.
The next year, the following year, will be the rest of it out to Grand Geneva, and that's just a mill and overlay, so that won't be quite as impactful.
Okay, so but, the confusion is that that's going to, what I have always heard was it was going to be four lane all the way through town.
No.
That's not true.
No.
So the basic design of the road's not changing. They're just redoing the road.
Correct.
Well, that makes a big difference.
So, okay. So
we couldn't do that. You know, I mean, we couldn't eliminate all that parking. I mean, that's a huge, a huge part of our budget. Right. You know.
I agree.
And And it's a huge, I mean, it would be a huge issue for all of the, every single one of the businesses downtown. Yeah. Like every single one, not even the ones on Main Street, like all of them.
Yeah. So, no, I mean, there's no doubt that there's going to be some impact while that construction is going on.
That's understandable. But again, I think the confusion was that everybody thought that was going to be four lane through town.
No.
Eliminating all that parking on Main Street.
No, it'll be just like it is now. When it's done, when it's completed.
Well, we'll survive that.
Yeah. Well, yes.
It's going to be a pain.
I mean, so but the state doesn't really have a history of doing anything in a timely manner, but okay.
Well, no, it's going to be a year longer.
One of the things that I've been encouraging the bid to do for over 5 years now, and they hesitated to do it, but I think now they'll probably be forced to do it with this project, is to find remote parking for employees and institute a shuttle bus for them that would run on a schedule. May not work for every single person's schedule, but they're going to have to figure this out because they can't have their employees taking up the valuable parking spots that are going to be left for that season. They've got to save those for their customers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then you know, the DOT is working with us, you know, listening to our input. They're going to try to keep all the major intersections open at all times, you know, because, you know, there's a concern from the Gage Corporation, you know, about, you know, how are we going to get a motor coach down there with all our boat passengers, you know, and, you know, of course, the impact to the stores. But, you know, people will figure it out, I think, you know, and
is the city going to work at all to maybe help come up with some kind of program there? Because there will be a loss of business. And we just had a huge loss of business. You know, again, we talked about 4 years ago.
Right.
Now we're facing another one for the downtown businesses. Is there any kind of plan or more information or anything that's going to help with some of that for these businesses?
Well,
grants or
I don't
know, like
know that
something?
I don't know exactly what would be available grant-wise, but I do know that the new director of the bid is working and talking to other cities that have gone through this to get input on what they have done and how they've handled it. Because I know the same situation happened in the Dells and I think up in Door County in Egg Harbor or Fish Creek, one of those towns up there, that the main road goes right through their business.
Right.
You know, so she's interacting with a lot of them to find out exactly, you know, what they did.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we don't have to reinvent the wheel necessarily. We can get input from these other communities. And, you know, we already have shuttle buses that run on the festival weekends, you know, maybe we'll think about, well, maybe we're going to run those all the time, especially on the weekends.
When you say that that the bid is kind of looking into that, do you think the bid should pay for that?
Pay for?
Well, I mean, nobody's going to run a shuttle for free. So who do you think who should cover that financially? Because it's not the bid or the you know, the people that pay into the bid that that have chosen for this to happen, like that would be forcing an expense on them that doesn't seem quite fair. I mean, is that going to be figured into the city's budget somehow or
to
help?
We're going to have to look at that and probably partner in that respect. I don't think that the taxpayers necessarily should take on the entire burden of that, you know, because it will be a significant cost. Mm-hmm.
Right. Right, so, because it's how long is it going to take that project to?
2 seasons.
Right. Oh, that's a long time.
And where are you going to do remote parking at? That's why I'm sitting here thinking, where would you remote park people?
Well, we've talked.
Home Depot.
Yeah, we do that already.
That ain't going to work.
And we have a lot on Sheridan Springs Road. Mm-hmm. You know, we can also utilize the lot at Veterans Park. Mm-hmm. And, you know, maybe there's some other locations that we can figure out. You know, there's not that much vacant property in the city. But, you know, we might be able to do something temporarily. We've talked with the high school, the school district, about using the high school lot and the middle school lot for the employees. I mean, I timed it. It's a 4 to 6 minute ride from the high school to Speedo's. So
right.
That corner.
Well, it might be easier to get them downtown from that area, too.
Right, exactly.
You have a drop-off point like at Flatiron Park or something like that.
Right.
Yeah.
We're talking with Charlene Klein, mayor of Lake Geneva, on the ballot coming up here on April 2nd. One of the other questions that I had somebody ask me to ask you is about debt service. Debt service has gone up quite a bit, which debt service is the amount of money that we've borrowed.
Yeah.
Correct? So in the last 4 years, it's gone up quite a bit. What caused the city to have to borrow so much more money?
Well, we borrowed
For
Hillmore.
Right.
Basically. So every 3 years, we borrow for capital projects.
Okay.
Those are, you know, public works. That's every 3 years. You know, we borrow for that, and then we pay that off, you know, over the next couple of years.
So every 3 years, except for Hillmore. Remove the Hillmore funds out of that.
So right now, this year, we'll be paying off some notes from 2014.
Okay.
So actually, our debt is going down. But state law mandates that we have to retain a certain amount of our fund balance, not only just for, you know, what's going to happen if we have some kind of emergency, but that's 25% of our fund balance, and then another 10% for appropriations. So then, you know, there's about $2 million that has to be put towards debt service.
Right.
So that's how those things get paid off.
But what did we other... So
I think we already talked about the budget increases in regard to the wages and so forth.
Right. So, but we didn't borrow money.
No, and we didn't actually have to use any taxpayer money either. And this is one thing I'd like to clear up is how taxes are charged. So about, I think it was 2014, Wisconsin State changed their laws. And now you can only increase your taxes by the equalized value of new construction. It's a percentage. I think it's 4.67%.
Okay.
So this past year, that amount for Lake Geneva was $311,000.
Okay.
So that is the total amount that your taxes can go up other than having a referendum, which is what the school is doing now, right?
Right.
And some of the surrounding communities are having referendums. So we didn't have to do that because I increased the visitor revenue, which paid for those budget increases totally. So just to give you an example,
right.
Parking revenue just from this past year increased $1 million to $3.7 million in revenue.
Okay.
Riviera revenue has gone up threefold since prior to the pandemic. We've increased some other fees and so on and so forth, you know, in addition to the parking. So anyway, we had enough revenue to cover all those increases.
The increases from?
In the budget.
Okay, so the budget that was passed, that was, because remember the uproar about the budget that was passed, that was $1 million over what the anticipated revenue was.
Right, that was to hire the full-time firefighters.
Okay, but
and
then
we paid for all of that with visitor revenue. There was no taxpayer.
For the 1 year, right.
Well, no, I mean, all along, the wage increases and the hiring of the full-time firefighters.
Okay.
This was all covered by visitor revenue. So we have an obligation, of course, to our taxpayers, right?
Right.
To take
mm-hmm.
care of them.
Right.
But we also have to have an obligation. We want to take care of our visitors, right? They're a huge part of our economy. And so we have to provide services to them as well. So, you know, it's good now that they're helping us pay for these things that we have to do in the cities for our public works department, which keeps our city looking beautiful and cleans up after everybody.
Right.
You know.
Well, of course. The city's debt, though, has gone up.
Well, it's actually decreasing now. Now it's about $14 million because we're paying off notes from previous years.
Now. Right. But in 2020, it was $5 million. So that's where I think people are, they're just wondering what made
every 3 years, we have capital borrowing. That's been going on forever.
Right.
So that was 2020.
Right. So 2020, it was $5 million. And then, but it's gone, you know, our debt has gone up. So, like, it's one thing to say, okay, no, we...
But it's going down now because we're paying off, like I said, the notes from 2014, previous years. We were talking about this the other night at the forum about communicating with the public. And I've thought for a long time that the committee of the whole meeting should be structured more like a town hall meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's have the controller come and, you know, do a program. We can televise it on how the city finances work. Because most people don't really understand it. There were a lot of things that I didn't understand before I became mayor,
mm-hmm.
even though, you know, because, and then state laws change, you know, just like I mentioned, the one about how we can charge real estate taxes.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
You have to keep abreast of these things, you know.
Okay, so you explained why the budget increases. You explained why the debt for Lake Geneva has gone up. And you're right. I mean, you can find out all of this information by simply going on to the city's website, and
yeah, the budget is published.
Right.
It's every single thing is there. Every penny is accounted for.
Right. Is there money in the current budget for Hillmore?
We put a little bit of money in for public works.
Okay.
But not to do any particular projects.
Okay.
Not for this year.
But my question is, no matter what happens at Hillmore, the taxpayers are still on the hook.
No, not necessarily. I mean, it would all have to be part of the development agreement. Like with any development, Symphony Bay, Stone Ridge, those are all details that are worked out.
Right.
And things are developed.
Okay.
Yeah.
What else would you like to tell the voters?
You know, I've accomplished a lot in the 4 years I've been in office. Some people say, well, you know, the terms should be longer. What can you get done in 2 years? But, you know, I hit the ground running when I was elected in 2020. And, of course, that was in the midst of the pandemic.
Right.
A month after the pandemic. And I had to make some decisions that I never thought I would ever have to make mm-hmm. in life or, you know, as a public official. You know, so we move forward with, you know, when problems occur, sometimes an opportunity comes up. And we had the opportunity then to complete the interior renovations at the Riviera because all the weddings were canceled.
Right.
And so we took that opportunity. Sometimes there were 60 or 70 guys on site working tirelessly day and night, and we completed that job. And doing that allowed us to increase the rental rates down there. Mm-hmm. We had been practically giving that place away, mm-hmm. in my opinion, for mm-hmm. years. So, and now we're busier than ever, mm-hmm. you know?
Right.
So we did that. And then my second goal was to, you know, increase the visitor revenue. So we lessened the burden on the taxpayers, mm-hmm. which I accomplished that. But, and I know not everybody was happy with raising the parking fees, but on the weekends, but, you know, it did allow us to then, you know, like I said, hire these full-time firefighters, which mm-hmm. we really needed, and increase our police force. And then my other goal was to save Hillmore from commercial development. Mm-hmm. So that's what we did. So I stand on my record of accomplishment. You know, I was raised in a farm family, and they taught us to be humble. So my friends tell me I'm not very good at tooting my own horn, you know. So, but going forward, you know, I have some other things that I'd like to accomplish. I'd like to start an initiative of health and wellness in mm-hmm. the city, and one of energy conservation. I mean, that all came to light with the Alliant Energy wanting to build a new substation out at Hillmore, mm-hmm. and keep our visitor revenue as a major part of the budget, mm-hmm. you know, so we're not impacting the taxpayers. And I know we're going to have some challenges, of course, with the road construction, mm-hmm. but, you know, we're going to work very hard to lessen the impact as much as possible.
Where can people find more information about the campaign?
Well, I'm not really a social media person, although I do have a website that I just put basic things on, Charlene, the number 4 mayor, or just my name, Charlene Klein, will get you there as well. And, of course, you know, I try to maintain an open door policy at City Hall, but the best way is really to call and make an appointment with me if you want to discuss something, because, you know, I might be offsite at a bid meeting, or, for instance, right now I'm the chairman of the Geneva Lake Law Enforcement Agency, which is the Lake Police, mm-hmm. you know, so I might be offsite at a meeting.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Charlene, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. I know there's a lot more issues to talk about. We could probably go on for another hour.
But. Yeah, we could definitely go on for hours. Anyway, Charlene.
Everybody votes at City Hall.
Right.
Now. You know, it's
right. Everybody in Lake
location.
Geneva.
Location. Mm-hmm. Right. Hope and, I cleared a couple things up. I'm looking forward to another 2 years in office, really.
Yeah. Awesome.
Like I said, I have some of these initiatives that I'd like to put forth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Awesome.
Thank you very
Great.
Much.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Coming up next, more Life Matters right after this on Lake 96.1.
Life Matters continues on Lake 96.1.
Yes, that was my English. The bloody hell. Listen, when I push buttons, they're supposed to do something.
Right.
They wouldn't do it.
Oh, boy, this has been an entertaining morning.
It really has.
Behind the
scenes. I'm about to entertain you a little bit more, because you know how much fun we have when I get truly aggravated with something.
Yeah, you're aggravated.
I'm aggravated. Triggered.
Right.
Nancy triggered, though. It's different. Okay, so at the beginning of the show, we talked about a couple things that happened last week that were perfect examples of people really kind of freaking out about something that was really not freak outable.
Right.
Did not qualify as something to freak out. So we're going to go to immediately. We're going to start internationally with Princess Kate.
Back to the royals.
Which, you know, I love her.
Right. You do.
She's gorgeous. She's smart. She's just lovely. She's a great representative of the UK. I mean, she just is. I just think she's just a sweet person and, you know, who works very hard at her job and tries to balance everything. Okay, so we all knew that she went in for what they said was planned abdominal surgery back in December or January.
Right.
And that she was going to be off for a few months to recover. And then she came out last week with an explanation as to why people haven't seen her and exactly what had happened. Not exactly what had happened, but as a mom and a girl, you know, a person of the female persuasion,
right,
I can tell you what happened. And I said this before she ever announced it, being of the female persuasion.
Right. You kind of got the inside track.
I mean, it's just gut instinct, right?
Right.
Like, you know that this is what happens when this particular thing happens, okay? I will bet you $1 million right now that, because she gave some details, but not all of them, she was having some woman problems, cysts, polyps, something to that effect. They decided, because she did have some pretty rough pregnancies,
okay,
from, if you recall, also. I know, you keep track of those things. You had it written down in your notebook.
I did. It's on my hand. tattooed. Right there.
Princess Kate, difficult pregnancies.
Right. Don't forget.
So, I will bet you it was a planned hysterectomy, which, it's one thing when you're going in and having your appendix removed or something. Okay, that's
right.
Information that, yeah, whatever. You know, you can tell people that. But when you're going in to have a complete hysterectomy and all that kind of thing, the chick doesn't really want a whole, you don't have to divulge.
And as a guy, I don't want to know either. It's none of my business.
Right. I will bet you that that's what happened, is she went in for the planned female surgery, hysterectomy, and it is difficult to recover from. It doesn't have to be, but it can be. And
sure.
So they planned for the worst and all, for the worst and all that. Then when they went in and they did the further evaluation and testing on the actual cysts or lesions or whatever it was that they saw that made them want to take that out, those parts out, that they did find either cancerous or precancerous cells. And now she's in exactly what she said, which is proactive treatment to make sure that everything is good and that she's going to be fine. Okay. The speculation, and might I even add an adjective, the disrespectful speculation that has encompassed the entire earth about this issue with this young woman has been just so completely unreasonable. I mean, all the moms out there, all of us women are standing here saying, yeah, you know, I wouldn't tell everybody. I don't care who you are.
No.
Like, I wouldn't.
It's nobody's
listen.
Business.
Yeah. It was, I had some surgery. I'm over it. I mean, I choose to tell. Guess what?
But
I had emergency surgery again on my kidney.
Right.
Great.
That's your choice. You're sharing that information.
Right.
She's
and it's also not, you know, my female stuff. And, you know, and.
Right.
But she's also only 42. And so then, you know, that may have been just exploded into a whole nother thing. Oh my gosh, the air is, you know, she's not having any more babies, and that would have been a big thing. I mean, it's just, listen, this is something that happens every single day, all the time. They go in, they do what they absolutely can, they do further testing, and then they do things in order to make sure that her future is safe and healthy.
Right.
And women go through this stuff all the time. But that whole, they're hiding her, you know, and the whole doctored picture thing. Okay, she's putzing around with Photoshop. Leave her alone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who cares? She has the right to do whatever she wants with photos.
Right.
Like, just leave this woman alone. And then the video about her being in this, like, with William at some nursery and, oh, it's a body double. Probably not. She probably just went shopping for a few flowers and stuff at the just to get out of the house. You know, like
normal.
Just, right, leave the woman alone. But then she came out and she made a very courageous speech and she did tell people, you know, give people some details and stuff, which was great and unnecessary. She didn't have to do that.
Right.
It's her personal life. But, you know, and then very graciously ended it with, for those of you who are suffering from cancer or anything like that, you are not alone. right? Which is exactly why we share things about our lives so people understand, even if you think you are, you're really not.
It's normal, yeah.
Right. You are not alone.
Part of life.
Right. So, yeah. So anyway, so let's drop Princess Kate from the tabloids. Jeez.
Yeah.
And the tabloid talk. And again, this is the show of stop spreading misinformation. Okay. Last week, there was a zoning committee meeting regarding Badger Bob's that's out there on Highway A.
It's a nice place.
Lovely place.
Yes.
Used to be, what did it used to be called?
Used to be Tubby's Two, I think.
Right.
Which, yeah, they've done a beautiful job. Badger Bob's
Right.
What a comfortable, nice,
and he's
great
doing even
food.
More improvements.
Yeah, it's just a great place to go. And they got parking now.
Yeah. Well, so in order for Badger Bob's to go through the normal processes of obtaining permits for use, whether it's conditional use or music or events or whatever, some details had to be straightened up, okay? They had to, their zoning on the property was inconsistent, so that needed to be made whole. They needed to address whether or not what they're calling up the pavilion mm-hmm. that they've added on there, which is a retractable roof
right.
with sidewalls and stuff, whether they can consider that indoor entertainment, which part of their indoor venue, an extension of their indoor venue, which would then make it so that they could apply for the easier permit and the more appropriate permit to get and not this public assembly. It's like we went from 0 to 60,
mm-hmm.
right? Never, 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 regardless of what you think the county board is trying to do, never, never, never have they ever considered stopping the ability for bars and restaurants to have live music indoors or out.
Yeah, that would
never.
Would even be ridiculous to think that.
Right. Because everybody knows that in southeastern Wisconsin, the majority of what we do in the season is be outdoors with music.
Right.
Period. That's what we do.
Yeah.
We're either riding, we're boating, we're drinking, we're walking, we're doing something where music and live music is involved.
Yes.
Period.
Sometimes all of those things at once.
Right. So everybody got hung up on this thing that they're trying to deny him this, you know, this permit, and that if they denied him this permit and require and did not clean up the details and continue to require him to have to apply for the same permit as somebody like Country Thunder or Alpine Valley or, you know, these large venues, this, quote, public assembly
right.
permit, that they would then take that and apply it to everyone and make it harder for every bar and restaurant and venue in Walworth County to have live music, which was never the case.
Right. He's just looking to clean up his zoning so he can do what he wants to do.
And they're working with him. They said, right. that, I mean, what the conversation was, if you want to do this, this is what we have to approve. So put this packet together so that we can approve this and make this happen this way so we can put you on the same playing field as your colleagues.
Right.
That is what that meeting was about.
So that
the only other caveat about that meeting was they needed him to help them understand how he was going to accommodate the inevitable extra parking.
Oh yeah.
That is going to happen.
Right.
Okay? Because people are parking along Highway A,
which is not a safe thing to
do. It's not. Now, I said on social media, the last thing the sheriff's department wants to do is walk into a crowded music venue where they're having a great time. First of all, at all.
Mm-hmm.
In uniform, okay? Yeah, what does that do to the party when you walk right. in, right? Okay?
Well,
they don't want to be that guy.
It's a hard thing to do. I mean, it's really hard for the officer to be able to do that, too.
Right. Tell people to move cars,
mm-hmm.
tow cars, or anything like that. They don't want to break up the party.
No.
They have far bigger fish to fry.
Well, and generally that gets, those things usually quickly snowball out of control.
Right.
And turn into something they don't need to be and, right. and shouldn't be.
Right. So all they wanted to do was be able to say, okay, we're going to change your zoning. We are going to grant you your food and beverage license. Because there were like four different things that had to, that had to happen, right? Grant you this, grant you that, change this, and then within those things being changed, it brought him again to the same playing field, and he could, in fact, do what he's hoping to do to grow his business. The only thing that they wanted him to do was say, okay, I have a plan for the overflow parking. Right. Like, I will be aware of it. I am conscious that it's a safety issue. You know, quite frankly, he's a victim of his own success.
Yeah.
But anybody that grows their business like that has to take into account all of the new things that they're going to be required to do, whether right. it's zoning, whether it's permits, whether it's licenses, whether it's parking, whether it's public safety, whether it's, you know, health and, you know, some kind of health thing inside. You know, you get a bigger kitchen, you have to have a bigger exhaust fan over right. your, okay? That's
you have
how,
more people coming, you need more bathrooms.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Right? So, but everybody got in such a just absolute, this meeting took something like 3.5 or 4 hours.
Oh, wow.
It should have taken 3.5 or 4 minutes.
Right.
They were just trying, because you also have to understand that these people were put in place in order to also protect Badger Bob.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because if Badger Bob doesn't have a plan for parking or a venue on a road like County Road A,
yep.
doesn't have some kind of plan, and something happens, something really bad happens to someone, even if Badger Bob has absolutely, even if any of the businesses have absolutely zero responsibility, they'll go bankrupt paying the attorneys to try right. and get out of it.
Right. And okay. he's the one.
And he's 100% aware of that.
Yeah.
He doesn't want anything to happen either.
Well, no.
This guy's not stupid.
Right. And you don't want to have customers afraid to come out there because they exactly. might get hurt. Yeah.
Exactly. Completely. Nor do they want to have customers come out one time, have the cops show up.
Right.
I mean, not that we don't love our police officers, but we don't love them coming and telling
it's
us.
Kind of a party pooper move. Yeah.
They don't want to do that.
No.
Because you know what?
No.
When officers are off duty, they go listen to live music too.
Right.
So everybody got so worked up and so freaked out about poor Badger Bob's when all they were trying to all do was work together. And guess what happened?
It worked out.
They worked it out. Not only did they work it out, but they made a motion and seconded and passed the request of the county staff to put in words a new ordinance that would keep this from happening again, that would close the gap between the permit that is appropriate that Badger Bob was looking for and this huge public assembly permit that Alpine Valley has to get.
So they were proactive.
So, right. So not wow. only was Badger Bob's conversation very, you know, forward moving for his business,
right.
but it also, again, close the gap between that, between one thing and another, so that moving forward, everybody can be confident that we won't have this problem.
So,
if anybody else has been involved with not having the appropriate permit or say that the county denied this or wouldn't let them do that or whatever, you have to look farther into it than, you know, just that
well, yeah,
it didn't happen.
You can't hear a rumor and go run with it.
Right. Because, you know, other places were brought up and size and scope and this event and that event and everything. But what you have to remember is the different permits also have different limits. And so
right.
like some permits, some of those permits say you can only have 12 events per season. So you have to pick and choose. You can only get 12 event permits
well, yeah,
per
it's
season.
Gonna depend.
And there's a lot of weekends.
Right. Where the
right?
place is.
Exactly.
How it's going to affect the
whether or not
neighborhood.
You filed for the permit on time. Whether
sure.
you're not, you know, like, so when you're comparing, sometimes these comparisons were apples and oranges to what Badger Bob's was doing. But in the end, yes, absolutely, the committee listened. And the committee reacted as they should. They granted Badger Bob. They're going to come back and review it in a year to see if there's anything that they can tweak.
Is it working?
And they listened to all these people talk. But in the meantime, both the staff, the people on the committee, and the county board got absolutely dragged through the mud. Very similar to the city of Lake Geneva and the citizens and the business owners of Lake Geneva when the playground pulled out.
Right.
Now listen, this has got to stop. Because eventually, enough people are going to go, and rather than making comments in support of something, they're going to just be nothing but complainers.
Mm-hmm.
And these people on these boards are also human.
Right.
And you come to me and you have all these complaints and you say this and you say that and you don't want to do anything but berate me and my attempts to do my job, and my listening ears are going to shut down.
Right. And then we have no communication and it just gets worse.
Exactly. So before we assume, based on other people's experiences, because actually Badger Bob's was a pretty exclusive issue where he had to get a couple of things, and he did.
And it shouldn't really
successfully
even been a conversation.
Yeah. But to take what was going on with that situation and just absolutely explode it into Walworth County is trying to kill all live music forever.
Right.
Footloose style.
Yeah, bring Kevin Bacon back.
Was a huge jump in reality. That was not what was going
right.
on. That is not what happened. And we just need to calm down. Like, you want to berate the situation or whatever, okay. But we got to really start being a little bit more respectful to the people that are just doing what they're supposed to be doing. And again, the committee did make it so the people who are supposed to be doing, following the rules that are in place, come up with some new rules that would avoid this problem for the next person. So everything good came out of that meeting, and everything good would have still come out of that meeting, even if all of these people wouldn't have been insulted and berated and all those kind of things. And I'm telling you, social media has become the bane of our society.
Yeah. Yes, right? Without question.
It's just not what was happening. That's just not what was happening.
Right. And it goes like wildfire. People see the post and they read half of it.
Right.
Overreact.
Like reading headlines.
Send it on.
Like me. All I do is read the headlines.
No.
I don't. Well, unless I think it's going to be something juicy, then I'll read the story. But, and it depends on what source I'm reading the headline from.
Well, yeah.
Which also matters. All I'm saying is not to berate anybody. It's because everybody was well-intentioned. All the people that spoke, all the people that, everybody's heart was in the right place. It's just that, like, before we get so nasty about it, can we wait to see the outcome?
A little common courtesy.
Right.
Treat people like people.
Right. And have respect for the fact that the county board, you know what? If somebody were to have some kind of accident, or if somebody were to be killed along that stretch of road, all the same people would be going to the county saying, why didn't you do something about that?
Right. Finger
so
point.
Can you just let them, just let it work out and just everybody settle down?
Mm-hmm.
The county board knows better than to even remotely think. Let me just tell you something else. Most of the county board on a weekend in the summer, most of the county board, you're going to find them somewhere listening to music, live music.
Okay? Yeah, going out and enjoying the weather.
Right. So let's just, we're
relax.
All people and we're all trying to move forward and we're all trying to support. And we're all, but wow, like also the staff is just trying to do what the pieces of paper in front of them are telling them to do.
Yeah, trying
like,
to
they
follow
can't
the rules.
Change it until somebody tells them to change it. Now they've been told to fix it and they'll fix it.
Right.
I hate
care
social
of business.
Media. I'm so sick of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, well, yeah, it does a lot of good, but I think it does more
does it?
Damning.
Does it, though?
Well, it's good to advertise events, you know, poker runs, stuff like that. And I've reconnected with some old friends, you know, from the military. So it's good for that. But yeah, it's the rumor mill. It's the negative. We just can't get away from it. Mm-hmm. It spreads so much faster on that.
And it's always been there. Now, instead of just having it be word of mouth and tell you and you tell a couple other people, it's you can tell thousands of people all at once.
In a second.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just like I said, everybody's heart was in the right place. Everybody was trying to do the right thing. But No.
Yeah.
It was unnecessarily aggressive.
Well, fortunately, it came out good.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, like I said, he's a victim of his own success. Like, that's the thing, is everybody knows there's going to be a lot more people there because he's doing a really good job.
Yeah, he is. And he's really good to the community, too.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of bike events run out of there where they're fundraising for whatever.
Right.
You know, the Valor Ride. Gundy's Valor Ride.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So, every business that grows has to have a plan for their growth. That's all they were asking him to do.
Or they're not
going to
grow.
Right. So, can you imagine? Yeah. That's what the sheriff's department wants to do.
Yeah.
Right. Go in there on a Saturday evening when there's a great band,
Right.
Like Big Al Wetzel's playing. And that's exactly what they want to do is walk in with a couple of deputies. And you know better than anybody what happens to the atmosphere when a cop walks into the bar.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they don't want to do that.
Yeah,
they
don't
want to do it.
You don't slide in unnoticed.
You
that's
don't.
For sure.
Nope. I don't know.
Center of attention.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. And they don't want to do that.
No. No, it's a buzzkill.
Not their job. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. No, it'll work.
I mean, we love you guys, but change
your
clothes.
Not when you're having fun.
Right. Yeah.
Well,
I know.
Every time you walk in, everybody offers you a drink.
Well, that's cool.
Oh, yeah. But on duty? Really?
No. Not that. That's
Can I buy you a beer? Yeah. No. Right. Thanks. Appreciate it. No.
I just want everybody to know really quickly for the record, because the show is more than over and Mike's going to be really mad.
Black line.
I survived a coin challenge last weekend.
You
by
did?
You and your wife.
Oh, yes. That's right. Amy did challenge you.
Mm-hmm. I survived.
At bingo.
As did my husband.
Yes.
I was like, dude, I don't think you understand. You need this coin. And he's like, I don't need it. I'm not a cop. You're not a cop. Nobody's going to. I said, I don't think you understand.
Amy survived it, too.
Mm-hmm. I said, you have to take this coin from me. Right. Trust me. Otherwise, go to the bank.
Yes.
Because you'll lose. You don't understand. And so he is carrying around.
Saved
he
your
carried
life.
His coin. Yeah. So
yeah.
I survived a coin challenge. Ha ha, Laura.
Well, we were leaving and Amy said, well, I didn't win that. I said, well, you kind of did because you coined it when they were leaving.
Mm-hmm.
So you didn't have to buy. But we owe you a drink now.
No, because I've owed you.
Yeah,
I've
we'll
lost
catch
so
up.
Many times that.
We'll catch up.
Right.
I was waiting for you to grab for your necklace.
I didn't have it on. I did have one in my pocket.
That was a fun event.
I just wanted to say, ha ha, Laura Washer.
Yes. Uh-huh. She left early.
Well, yeah. And I have not survived coin challenges with her.
Nope. No, she's kind of sneaky.
I finally survived one.
But that's that's the way they go. They're fun.
They're fun. It was fun. Anyway, and you did a great job. Raised some money for the treehouse.
Yeah, Lisa at Churchill's did a really good job for us.
Oh,
it was a blast.
Oh, my gosh, it was wonderful.
Yeah, if you want to go to bingo, I think they do it every Monday night.
Mm-hmm.
Go to Churchill's and play bingo. Get a cigar. Relax. It's fun. They got great prizes. But she does such a good job announcing that.
I know.
It's a laugh
fest. She's really good.
Yeah.
She's really good. Yeah, I am going to become one of those old ladies with the trolls and, my daubers.
Yep.
B21. I got 20 cards.
I should have counted trolls because
I had a lot.
Coco had her trolls there. Mm-hmm. Amy had a troll. You had your trolls.
I had
several. There's trolls everywhere.
Mm-hmm. I had them set up, too. Like, they were,
uh-huh. That was fun.
Yeah.
I didn't get to play very much. I mingled.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
You had to sell yourself. you'll be doing until June 1st, until the Mr. Lake Geneva pageant. Anyway,
the contest you're talking about?
The pageant.
Contest.
Coming up
contest.
Next on...
Contest. Contest.
Mike is calling now. Get off the air.
Sorry,
coming
Mike.
Up next.
No, we're not.
More music right here on Lake 96.1.